glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 12. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 15th. Hello, Marianne.
Hello, Mark.
I've said this a few different times with you,
yeah,
and I think with one or two others, but in light of all of our conversation, I'm glad to let our listeners know we've solved most all the world issues and problems. We've talked it through. We've recognized what needs to change, and I think we got it all fixed.
I'm sure people feel really relieved.
We told that to Karen the other day.
Yeah.
We said that you and I had had some long discussions on a variety of topics, and that...
What was her response?
Well, she was sick at the time, and I said, just...
We didn't get that solved.
Yeah, we didn't get that solved, but we said, just rest at ease, and I said, go back to sleep and take it easy.
Be at peace.
Yeah, I think she said, that's so reassuring to know. So we appreciate
I'm sure everyone
Karen.
Feels they're very reassured.
Yeah, but it is always fun. I don't know if fun's the right word. It is always an enjoyment to converse with you on
Thank
various
you.
Topics because of many vast life experiences that you've had and the variety of friends and people that you've met and learned from and how I get to glean some of that. And hopefully some of the things that I say or share, maybe they don't help you, but they may entertain you or delight you in my enthusiasm for a certain topic. And then you're like, wow, he's really animated about that.
It's a great conversation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
So today's the Prime Life Times mm-hmm. in review. So we're going to read a story or two. I think beginning with our front page article, A Walk in the Winter Woods. But I set out about, I don't know, 9 or 10 different letters from our listeners in front of both of us. So we'll have time to read some listener letters. And then I also want to point out this Saturday, if you haven't called in, Ben Franklin of Franklin Wealth Advisors is putting on the free tax service. And initially, I know there was 9 openings, 9 half-hour slots. And so if you're interested in getting some free tax advice, or maybe you've done your return, but you want somebody to look over it, Ben is providing this as a free service. He wants to support the station and support those that maybe can't afford a tax consultant or whatever. And he'll do, I think it's 9 half-hour sessions beginning this Saturday. And if he still has room, I haven't talked to him in the last day or two, but you can call 217-337-7526, 217-337-7526 and get scheduled. And it's right here at the Great News Media Center. And we'll set you in the back. You'll have some privacy. And you'll spend a half hour with 9 different people. It begins, I think, at 8:30 to about 1:30. So every half hour, you'll have a new couple or a person come in. And you can ask all the questions you would want to ask a gifted tax consultant on how to fill out your taxes or what deductions you may be able to take or how to do whatever.
That's so kind of them, though.
Yeah, he's great. We appreciate him. He advertises in our beloved Prime Life Times publication each and every month. And when he's not on missions trips, I know he's been on a number of mission trips. We've communicated back and forth. And he said, oh, sorry, I didn't reply to that. I was in like Haiti or somewhere else serving. So,
well, this is very generous of him to use his gifts and talents, his abilities this way.
Yep. I opened up with Isaiah 55:12. I was thinking that was a favorite verse of an architect.
Oh.
Miller was his last name. I can't think of his first name. Maybe it was Jim. Oh, I think we called him Jim Miller the
Senior.
Well, Jim
Miller's on our board.
Yeah, and then there's Jim Miller. I think we called him Jim Miller the Younger.
Oh.
But Jim Miller, he lived in Urbana. He's with the Lord now. But I think I remember in a Bible study him saying that was his favorite verse.
Oh, nice.
Because he loved the trees clapping their hands.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that'll
fit in
a little with your reading.
Yeah.
A Walk in the Winter Woods.
All right. Shall we do that now?
Yes.
Okay. This article is on the front page by Maggie Doherty Roberts, A Walk in the Winter Woods. On a dreary day this winter, I laced up my hiking shoes and headed to Allerton Park near Monticello, Illinois, for a hike with master naturalists. If I had not signed up for this hike, I might have been tempted to bail, as I'm not a fan of gray, gloomy weather. I am solar powered.
Oh, geez.
When the sun is shining, I'm ready to go and enjoy all things outside.
I'm going to use that. I'm solar powered.
I love that phrase. But when gray winter weather settles in for several months, I must convince myself to spend some time outdoors. As soon as I entered the grounds of Allerton, my mood lightened. As I drove to the parking lot, I thought about the many times I've been to this beautiful park. My trips started way back in my college days and continued when our kids were little. Later, we returned for several weddings, including that of our oldest daughter, along with special dinners made with plants foraged from the forest. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I enjoyed biking and hiking during COVID. Interesting. And visits to the fabulous peony garden around Memorial Day never disappoint. I've made memories with friends while visiting the colorful gardens, sculptures, wooded trails, and the wonderful Christmas light display.
Have you been there recently?
Not too recently.
Yeah, it's been a while, but the last time I was there, you can drive through a certain part, and many times, especially around dusk time, see deer trampling through there.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful out there. On this particular day, our group immediately noted a flock of birds in a nearby tree. One thing about master naturalists is that they are interested in everything in nature. Mm. So the pace is more of a ramble than a hike. A couple eagle sightings, some woodpeckers, and other birds in the canopy. There were attempts to identify the leafless trees by their bark. Some trees, not like dogs, by their bark. Oh. Some trees, that was a joke, Mark.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? I'm stuck on. I was trying to figure out how to derail you. I wanted to get back to the woodpeckers in the prior sentences.
Okay.
Do you have a solution? Maybe a listener does. We have a woodpecker that around 6:30 to 7 comes to the side of our house near our window and pecks into the wood. And I don't know if that
on the
means
house?
There's insects or something he's trying to get, but our wood house, or he pecks away and then
I
he goes around Esther's room. Yeah. Oh no, they'll put big holes into your side of your house. But it's been happening for a week or so, and I was thinking, do you spray like some pepper or pepper spray, something to keep them away? But do you have any solution, any thoughts?
I don't.
Okay, that hasn't happened to you.
You're
going to
get some mail from somebody, though.
Somebody help me. We got to get rid of this bird. And
now, don't say get rid of. Thank you.
Yeah, no, we feed them, and I have these.
Okay.
I have the suet out in the front and everything, but that's where they're supposed to stay. But he's coming around the side of the house.
He's trying to get us
and waking us up many mornings, and he pecks away.
I like woodpeckers.
Yeah.
Okay, where was I? Okay, they were trying to identify the leafless trees by their bark. Some trees nibbled on by beavers, and some long ago struck by lightning. Fallen branches, 40 shades of brown leaf litter, acorns, hickory nuts, mystery nuts, with almost everything dormant, fungi, usually behind-the-scenes actors, took center stage. Now, the quirky fungi were the attention grabbers, and we stopped many times for photos, some orange, some green or pink, some like seashells, others like grape jelly.
Oh,
I had become quite interested in fungi after a ranger talk at a national park last fall.
Have you ever heard there's a fungus among us?
I have.
That's maybe a guy thing. Oh, okay. Never mind. Not a guy thing.
Back to your article, Maggie, your beautiful article. The ranger had described the vital role of fungi in the environment, and that had prompted me to explore this topic through TED Talks, podcasts, and books. Fungi are neither plant nor animal.
Mm.
They belong to a kingdom of their own. Oh, dear. Eukarya, I think it is, which includes molds and mushrooms. Although we think of fungal diseases in both plants and people, fungi are in fact critically important in the environment in numerous ways. Fungi transform nutrients.
Oh, now we're going to all learn about fungi, everyone.
Well, part of nature.
Yeah.
Fungi transform nutrients, making them available to plants. They decompose plants and animal debris, play an essential role in the carbon cycle, and carbon sequestration. You don't know how to say that either, Mark.
What's that word with the horses, too?
That's equestrian.
Yeah, well, it kind of looks like that.
Okay.
Sequestrian.
Like I said a minute ago, you are no help. And help degrade pollutants. They do that, too. Penicillin, an accidental discovery when mold appeared to stop the growth of bacteria in a lab, is the most widely used antibiotic in the world, saving millions of lives. Mm. Although some types of mushrooms can be dangerous, even fatal, many types of mushrooms are nutritious and found in diets around the world. I am intrigued by the idea that there is a wood wide web, an underground communication network of the mycorrhizal fungi among the roots of trees in a forest.
Hmm.
Dr. Suzanne Simard, a Canadian forest ecologist, describes an intricate symbiotic relationship among forest trees.
Ah, those intricate symbiotic relationships.
Trees.
After Valentine's Day yesterday, I wonder about those symbiotic relationships.
Whatever could you be talking about? Anyway, as we walk in the woods, a complex communication is happening beneath our feet. Who would have thought fungi could be so interesting?
Yeah.
Here are some recommendations for you if you'd like to learn more. The film Fantastic Fungi, Netflix and Amazon Prime. TED Talk, How Trees Talk to Each Other, by Suzanne Simard. Books, The Hidden Life of Trees by Peter Wallenben. Finding the Mother Tree by Suzanne Simard. And a YouTube documentary, Intelligent Trees, by Simard and Wolabin. Copyright Maggie Doherty Roberts, used by permission. Master gardener and master naturalist, Maggie lives out her strong connection to nature and sense of responsibility to our environment. Email her at irishgardener3@aol.com.
That's irishgardener3@aol.com. Send her an encouraging note.
A walk in the winter woods.
Front page of the February edition of the Prime Life Times.
You know, I had been thinking recently about the ecosystem. I don't know why. And then I heard this person talk. I don't even think they were a believer in creation. I don't know. But they were expounding upon, it was just a couple days ago, they were expounding upon the growth of a potato. And this person started saying, and there's this and there's that, and they have to pull this from the soil, and they have to do this before they can grow, and they have to get, the starch has to be converted into other starch. And I'm like, and then this person stopped and they said, so much intelligence.
Oh, geez.
And I thought, oh, yeah.
Bingo.
Wow, so much.
Well, I know when they were talking about the fungi and how it breaks down things, and I was thinking about how all the insects will have that role. I mean, we need insects when, you know, there's something that dies or, you know, an animal or a situation where if it wasn't for the insects breaking things down, that it'd be a mess.
Well, that is true. And so many animals do so much good, and so many insects and so many creatures like the opossums that eat all the ticks in the yard, you know. But I heard something that no one may want to know, but I did, because I used to have mice in the house every fall. And so we had to deal with that. And we did very, very sadly and well. But anyway, so I noticed last fall and so forth, I had no mice. None. Zero. First time.
I need to know this because we have mice problems.
Yeah. Well, you know, want to know why? I looked it up. If you find one year that you have zero mice in your house, it's because you probably have a snake living under the foundation.
Oh, jeez.
I could not sleep that night, Mark. I mean, seriously, I've been worried since. I'm like, okay, so there's a snake either in the garage or under the house. This is a nightmare.
Oh.
They said, sure sign, sure sign.
Okay.
So you probably don't have a snake under your house.
But I know the chickens do a good job at
snakes
keeping
eat chickens too.
Some of the bugs.
Yeah,
because we
yeah.
have less little bugs in the house.
But you still have the mice.
Yeah, still have the mice.
No snakes.
Yeah, no snakes. You got to give one up to get the other.
I guess.
Okay.
I think I'll take the mice.
Well, I'll take some listener letters.
Yeah,
how about you?
Yeah.
How about you start?
Okay. This is from Karen in Decatur.
Hey, Karen.
Thank you so very much for the blessing I get from WLUJ. It means so much to me to have a Christian radio station. Love you all, Karen.
Hmm. This comes from Don and Nina from Decatur, also from Decatur.
Oh, hi, Decatur.
They list out that they have a new address. They've moved. Then he or she goes on to say, we enjoy listening to WLUJ. Thank you for all you do.
This is from Mike and Vicky in Rantoul.
Oh, we hear from them all the time.
Oh, nice. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Oh, that's one of my favorite songs.
Amen.
You guys are one of those blessings. It's very nice.
This comes from Robert and Anita from Thomasboro. Thank you, double exclamation point. I listen to your radio station, WGNN, all day long. What a blessing it is, double exclamation point. Hugs, and then signed Anita. Thanks, Anita. Thank you, Robert, for your support.
This is from Kathy in Taylorville,
hey,
Illinois.
Kathy.
Thanks for all you do for me, Kathy.
Any exclamation points?
No,
oh,
but
I'm
very
sorry.
Sweet. Very
okay.
Sweet.
Very good. This comes from Beverly from Macomb. And then she references, thank you for all your prayers. And then she has a new one that she shares with a couple different specifics. And then something about some children in the high school. These are kind of personal, so I'll keep that way. And she says, a comment on another prayer that she had sent in. Thank you with a big heart. I so appreciate you. And probably referring to all the staff that is praying up her various requests, which we count it a privilege to be able to do.
Definitely. This is Russell in Champaign.
Oh, Russell, I know
him. I
like
that.
Good guy.
Thank you again for all your hard work. God bless you all as you expand territory again.
Yes.
Still enjoying the National Christian Choir on Sunday night, among other programs.
That's a good program. This comes from Butch and Sherry from Danville. Mark and staff, keep up the awesome work of the Lord. You make a huge difference in people's lives. In Jesus' name, Butch and Sherry, thank you guys. They support us each and every month, which we appreciate so much.
This is from Mary in Tuscola.
Hey, Mary.
Mark and friends and staff, I enjoy listening on 89.3 WGNJ. And then she lists a lot of programs she loves. Have enjoyed the Christian music and all music through the year. Great news is on my radio in home and car.
Then she has a bunch on the back. Is that prayer requests and other
things?
Yeah,
it is.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. And she mentions, now somebody said, wait, 89.3, WLUJ is 89.7. Yes, they're very similar. In fact, with 19 frequencies, we have two 100.1s,
right.
One in Decatur, one near Lincoln. So
we were saying that the other day.
We have all 19 listed on a nice little business card that we hand out at events or gatherings. Sometimes we include them in the thank you notes, so you have that as you're driving along and you're figuring, I'm going through Decatur. What's the best frequency here? Or I'm leaving Springfield. I can listen to this as I head north or as I head west or head east, depending on what direction you started at or where you're starting. And we have those that we'd be happy to send to you. Just request it when you write us. We'll give you some extra cards that will let you know what to listen to wherever you're at. Now, this is Dana from Springfield, and she shares, please pray for our country and our leaders, some various prayer requests, and prays for the strength of them to continue in what they're doing. And we do count it a privilege how many people send in prayer requests. We always intercede on your behalf.
This is from Donovan and Kara in Springfield. Thank you for your ministry. With a donation enclosed.
Yeah, thank you. And that was on notebook paper, kind
of.
You don't see that too much anymore.
Oh, well, I still send it.
Usually everyone has either their stationery or a post-it note or one of our response cards. And that's how this message came from Nancy from Blue Springs, Missouri.
Oh.
And she lists the dollar amount that she's given and her address. And it's a sizable support donation. She's given every single year since we went on the air, her and her husband, who's now with the Lord. But she continues, even though she's out of state, to send in a sizable donation just to keep us going. And
thank you.
Has been so faithful, and we appreciate her and just her ongoing support these many, let's see, about 28 years, given monthly for many years. And then since she moved away, they give a certain amount at the beginning of each year.
Very nice. This is from Sherry in Chatham.
Hey, Sherry.
Thank you for the program update. Someone must have sent her one.
Yes.
I learn a lot from them on WLUJ, And Open Line is so helpful with the answers to listeners' questions.
Yeah.
God bless you all.
Good program. And we're working on a new updated program guide to have all of our 19 frequencies represented with three different formats. So sometimes you might not realize it, but you can get maybe two different formats with different programs at different times, depending on where you're at. Mm-hmm. So if you're in Springfield, you have two different options, or Champaign-Urbana or Danville, or in Lincoln, where you can listen to different programming at different times. So request our program guide if you need one, and we're in the process of creating that, so that'll be probably mailed out in the next month or so. It takes a while to put it all together, and we're working on that now. Here's a note from John and Nellie from Elliott. God bless Double Explanation Point.
Oh, that's
hey,
nice.
Thanks.
I appreciate those God bless ones.
Yes.
This is from Doug in Chatham. Blessings to this ministry.
Oh, thank you. Any exclamation points?
No.
Oh, sorry. I always seem to get all exclamation points. Oh, I have one in this one. This comes from Marjorie from Champaign. Thanks for great programming! Exclamation point. Margie, big smiley face. Love that. God's blessings on you all! Exclamation point.
You like those exclamation points.
I do. They encourage me. And I love smiley faces. Yeah. As you know, these 28 years of signing thank yous, I would say 99.9% of the time, there might be a time or two I maybe forgot, but I always put dot, dot, dot. It's kind of like the crew cut. Then I put the two dots for the eyes and then a smiley face. So you
okay,
always
start over.
Will get that.
What crew cut?
Well, so I might say thanks.
Oh.
Then I'll go dot, dot, dot.
That's an ellipsis, yeah.
Yes, but underneath it, I'll put two eyes, a dot,
oh.
dot, and then the smiley face.
Well, aren't you clever?
So the dot, dot, dot's like his crew
oh,
cut.
Okay. Now everyone knows. 24 yeah. years, they've been wondering what so those three like, dots
yeah,
were.
Yeah, so those three dots are kind of the eclipse. You know, it's just like thanks, on, 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 on.
Yes.
But then I always put the two dots and the smiley face under that. So it all goes together.
Well, I'm glad we got this announced over the air.
28 years yeah. I've been doing that.
That's so. Really good, Mark.
All right, everyone. Well, hopefully you enjoyed our little bit of a walk in the winter woods by Maggie Doherty Roberts. And she wrote that great story last month,
yeah,
too.
She's a good, read. She yeah. just has so much to offer. I'm so appreciative.
Appreciate her. Appreciate our Prime Lifetimes publication. And we appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.